trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Brought to you by Venue Media.
Hey, yo, Hub Show.
From the center of the universe and covering Baltimore, New York, D.C., Philly, Pittsburgh, and all points in between. It's the Hub City's own, The Hub Show. And now, here are your hosts, Chris Canfield and Jay Heisch.
The whole thing?
The whole thing.
He didn't hit record on that whole thing.
So I hit the applause button. Here we go. Hub Show, Jay Heisch, Chris Canfield. This shit happened. Watch me fix this shit. Watch this. This is good.
This is great. This is awesome. Good stuff. This is the second time we're recording this podcast tonight.
It is. Yep. For at least 10 minutes of it.
At least 10 minutes of it, yeah.
Leave it to me.
Man, that was good material.
It was.
That was good stuff.
Let's rewind it back a bit.
Hang on. We were talking about, Chris, you have been challenged to go on stage and do comedy, stand up, and Mark thinks you should. I think you should. You've been challenged for the last year by other comedians.
What if I came on and just sat down instead of did stand up? I just sat down.
Do sit down comedy?
I could do sit down comedy.
Versus stand up comedy.
Yeah.
You'd be the first.
I would be the first.
That's a marketing ploy right there.
It is.
You just, so like an acoustic guitar player, you'll sit down on the chair.
Sit Indian style or whatever they call it. Crisscross applesauce.
Get you a little sit upon from like Girl Scout and Boy Scout.
Oh, yeah. Or like, no, one of them little Japanese pillows.
There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It needs to be on, you need to build something that raises you up.
There you go.
So people in the back can see you. That's the problem why I think people don't sit
raises
down.
Them up and raises them down.
Ooh.
Or just one big extra like a tall
little,
stool.
Like a little post, but I could still sit crisscross applesauce like I'm levitating.
It's got hydraulics.
Levitating. I could be like a...
Always crazy.
You should totally do that.
Yeah.
All right. So let me do this again. Jay Heisch.
Come to a
Chris Canfield.
Power.
DJ Busy's back for number three, and we got in the house Ashley Means, Ashley Nicole. We're going to figure this out. And once again, I'm sorry we had to do this again, but hey, you are trying to figure out your next move in life, you want to do graphic design?
Yes.
What is your experience in graphic design? Anyway, I was going to ask anyway.
Honestly,
I mean, how far back have you been doing graphics?
Do you know how to work a computer?
I do.
You
okay,
do.
Good.
You know
I
how
do.
To work
that's
the mouse?
Yes, that's
I
number
do.
One.
That is.
I've been doing it since college, honestly. Freelance.
So a couple years ago?
No.
2 years ago?
Yeah. Yep.
About that?
About 2 years now.
Okay.
So I've got experience under my belt.
Yeah, you need to focus more on the money. You were working at a nonprofit.
Yes.
And then you started, then you were doing freelance work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Freelance.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to like work on like,
that's what I'm
this
doing.
Is going to cost you.
I
that should be the name of your company.
I,
this will cost you.
Show me the money.
TWCY.
I already got, I got some business already, so.
You
nice.
Do, huh?
Yes, nice. I am. I just got a year-long contract for Airbnbs.
Around here?
Yes.
Around the Hagerstown, Maryland area?
Yes, sir.
How many Airbnbs are in Hagerstown, Maryland?
Well, real estate
I remember
agents.
Devontae was trying to do that at one time.
Yeah.
There's quite a few.
I was thinking of a plan to maybe Airbnb and Airbnb and then jack the price up a couple bucks, right?
Yeah.
I could rent the house off of you and then rent the house to somebody else for twice the price.
And then they come out and do the
and
same thing.
And I don't
thing.
Even have to show up.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Always thinking.
Always
I like
scamming.
That.
Scheming.
You are. All right. I'm going to go back here.
Yeah.
Ashley.
Yes.
Married name is Ashley Means.
Yes.
We've been tossing around a name for your business on Facebook. It's out there, and some people suggested it. Ashley Means Business, which is so cool. But, you know, obviously you don't want to keep the married name.
I like Ashley Nicole.
Ashley Nicole.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ashley Nicole Designs.
I don't know. Maybe I'll go with Ashley Means.
No.
Okay.
You're going to kick yourself in the butt one day.
I will.
How about this for a logo? You could get one of those women off the trucker mud flaps.
There you go.
Huh?
Perfect.
Nobody's just one of them or not both of them back to back?
Nobody. Oh, the back just to back ones. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, nobody's used that logo
sign
in forever.
Right in the middle.
Yeah, Nicole on the pole.
Yeah.
No.
There you go.
That's not what she's doing.
Nope.
Not
though,
at all.
What pole is that? She's doing graphic design.
Oh.
The Adobe pole? What is that? Photo pole. Pole Illustrator.
So your middle name's Nicole?
Yes.
And your last name is,
we said,
maiden name is
Denman.
Okay.
So your initials are AND.
Yeah.
AND.
So that's kind of cool.
Chris
that's
did something. Suggest and the ampersand.
Yeah, the ampersand.
Ampersand, ampersand, ampersand.
Yeah.
That's a possibility, honestly.
Yeah. Is there a negative connotation that, though? AND means, I mean, I don't know.
I'll have to look it
up. To toss that around a bit. Another sleepless night for you.
Yeah, who owns the copyright to and the and sign?
Right.
I always get Ashley Means Business. It's going to be and what?
I like that you mean business. If you just say graphics, there's a lot of people, dime a dozen people just say something graphic design.
Yeah.
But Ashley Means Business is cool. AMB.
I wonder if anybody's ever tried to copyright the alphabet.
Go for it. Lowercase and capital letters. Well, I know.
I own the hashtag sign. Well, so every time somebody puts up the hashtag
sign. Well, I put it out officially this week because I got it officially in the mail finally after 6, 7, 8 months. The Hub Show is officially trademarked by me, okay, by Venue Media. So that's the logo and the name. And it's funny, in this journey to getting there, and it makes sense, you cannot trademark the word show.
Nah. Yes.
So you want to go trademark the alphabet. Good luck to you, dude.
Well, you know, right. All right. Maybe I come up with a new version of an exclamation point or something like that.
That's a new version of it?
Yeah.
What would that be?
Or we add a couple letters to the alphabet, and then we say they're we own them.
How do you even start thinking about that, Chris?
Yeah, can you draw those?
Do you get to Z and go, there's got to be more. God damn it.
There should be one between here and there.
Numbers are infinite.
Yeah. Right? Wow. Yeah, there's got to be a way.
Yeah.
Got to be a way.
DJ Busy.
Plotting and scheming.
You did DC last night.
I did.
Chicken and Whiskey.
Chicken and Whiskey.
How was it?
It was good.
Good time.
Good night. Packed.
A lot of people found that back door.
They found the back door.
Nice.
Somewhere.
We are talking about the building, right?
Yeah.
Hey.
Well,
he did say it.
Well, she was going to say
it.
She was going to throw something at me.
He did say it is just north of DuPont Circle. So. And we all know what happens in DuPont Circle.
Please do tell, Chris. What happened?
Oh, that's Boys Town down
there,
where
you got looked at. Hey, you were
that's
the
where
shirt.
I was wearing the shirt.
He was wearing the shirt. You gotta
I was
tell
wearing
him.
The
now
shirt.
You got to tell him. He has the shirt.
Oh, man.
With the UFO.
Yeah, it has a UFO, right?
And it says,
get in. We're doing butt stuff. So I thought it was just a funny shirt.
And he wore it down there.
So I go down to a concert venue down around DuPont Circle, and I saw, who was it? Junior Brown and, I don't know, a couple other punk bands. And, I went to go leave, and I was getting compliments on my shirt left and right. Go figure. Yeah. Hey, that's a nice shirt you're wearing. I like that shirt. As I was walking back to the car, there had to be 4 or 5 guys hit on me. Like, what? Yeah. I had no idea that the shirt was going to give off this impression.
Nice and loud.
I just thought it was a funny shirt.
Yeah, well, what? Yeah.
Well, whatever,
different,
I guess.
Different kind of humor for different people there, Chris. Yeah. Chris starts walking faster. Oh, shit.
Any attention's good attention, right?
Yeah, I got it.
Chris, don't take the shirt off. Yeah. Anyway.
Right. Mm. Yeah, because then when I take the shirt off, you'll see my no fear tattoo around my belly button.
Mm.
So, really? Yeah.
Challenge them even more, huh? Just walk towards them.
Read it.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Anyway, Ashley, I want to thank you for coming on the podcast.
You're welcome.
Been meaning to have you on for a while. Yeah. We've been busy, cross paths kind of hard sometimes.
Same.
Yeah, but I want to thank you. You sent some people our way on the Hub Show who've been guests. John Wassel, Chef John Wassel is one of them. That was great. He'll
be
back.
He's a riot.
He's a riot. I know you're friends with Big Chuck.
Yeah.
You go back a ways with them. DJ Smooth, good people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
And you sent us Lico on TV. We'll get him in here. I know he's making more music. I'd rather get some time to really talk to him and pick his brain. Yeah, he was a beast on that.
Amazing.
On the TV show.
Amazing.
Yes, folks, we have a TV show. Go to YouTube. Yeah. Look up the Hub Show podcast.
So you used to work in the educational field.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just previously.
So did the kids call you Miss Nicole or Miss Ashley?
Or just Means.
Ashley.
Or Miss Means.
Mean.
Miss Ashley.
Miss Ashley.
Yeah, I used to play pranks on them all the time, too. Okay. So they liked me still.
So let me ask you your background. You worked for the nonprofit for how many years?
Just 1.5.
1.5. Yeah. Before that, you were in education still? What's your...
No, actually.
That was your first time.
I used to work with adults and children with disabilities, and then I ran a couple restaurants for a while.
Okay.
And randomly got into education.
Randomly. But what's your background?
Was not expecting it. Business and psychology. Hmm. Yeah.
Ooh. Interesting.
So, graphic design. Graphic design. Yeah. Did not expect that one.
Yeah. And you ran into a 5-year-old with an attaché suitcase and you said, this is the path I'm taking.
Yes.
I need to teach this kid the ways of the world.
Of the world.
Yeah. I didn't even know I liked kids that much.
Ah.
But they're cool.
So a year and a half of doing that, I mean, you're stepping away from that.
I assume you don't have any.
No, I do. I do. Oh. I don't like kids. Well, I like my own kids. That's different.
I'm glad to hear it.
Okay. Yeah, it's different than other people's kids. Yeah. So
she's only being a recorder for the whole world to hear.
Right.
I hate my kids.
You know. Yeah. No, I love my kids. I love kids in general.
I know you do. Cool. I see them on Facebook. You post about them.
Yeah. You just didn't expect them to be cool.
No, I did not.
Wait, in the year and a half of you working with kids, you learned to like it? Is that something you, obviously you're stepping away for personal and professional reasons, but is that something you want to go back to?
No, I want to stick with the business.
Year and a half is good, right? You had enough of kids? All right. Yep. Yeah.
There's a new vision.
Yeah. Yes. Mm. Okay.
Yes.
It just hasn't come together yet.
It takes a lot. It takes a lot out of you. And working with adults and children with disabilities, too. You know, like I go back, and I didn't work with just kids. I worked with senior citizens that had memory disorders, and I worked with adults with disabilities to get them ready for, like, the workforce.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So I've worked with homeschoolers, parents, adults.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're done with it. I can imagine. My hat is off to people who run and work in daycares. And especially, you know, kindergarten, first, second, and elementary school.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. You're handling 20 kids at a time all day long.
Or even the elderly people. I don't have
the patience for that.
The elderly people with the dementia.
Yeah, the flip side, right?
Yeah. It's like, they don't remember you from one day to the next.
No, and they tell you the same story over and over again. So you know what to ask. So you'll be like, oh, what's your favorite meal? And they'll just tell you three times in a row. So.
Huh. Yeah. Well, it's an easy conversation.
It is.
Yeah, but after the 10th time, did you feel like twisting up the story a bit?
You go down a different path? Things,
or did you ever think of recording it and then playing it back and seeing what happened?
Well, I have a different reaction for every time. So when they tell the same story, we kind of did that to my grandma.
I don't know. I'm too. I don't have the patience for that. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It takes a special kind of person. It does, man. A special kind of patience. But I loved it. I mean, I did. I loved it. I don't know that I'm going to go back to it right away.
No, but you did it for a year and a half or whatever.
And I loved it. I had a great time.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
Success with it.
Yeah.
It's just time for a new venture.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Are you amongst the caretakers or teachers that you notice the difference in the kids today than say 10 years ago, whatnot? I know a lot of parents send their kids to school expecting the school to do all the rearing. And it's just wrong, man.
Absolutely. You know? You get some wild stories.
I'm sure.
So definitely.
Government, I'm not going to ask you to indulge. I can imagine. It's not something you want to get into, but I mean, I that's what I'm saying. I don't have the patience for it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't last a week doing that.
No, they're fun. I wind up bringing some kids' neck. You learn to have fun with it. Like I said, I used to prank them and stuff like that, and they're kids are, I mean, kids are better than dealing with adults.
You think?
I think so.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Chris.
I do know a lot of full grown kids.
Yeah.
This is true.
I mean, sometimes the parents some people are worse don't grow than up. The children.
Oh, I imagine.
Yeah,
absolutely. And then they instill their stupid habits in them.
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah.
What are you doing, busy? Mm. You quiet, man.
You got any kids?
You're not saying anything about kids. Nothing to know.
I have no kids.
You don't have any opinion on kids?
No. I love kids.
Yeah.
I like being around kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I coach basketball, so I mean, I'm around older
guys. What
ages
do you coach, though?
Well, we're junior varsity and varsity.
So high school kids.
Yeah, high school guys.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
You can relate to them, though.
Yeah, it's easy to relate
but
to
you're
those
not
guys.
Tempted to go. You're not tempted to go to the YMCA and start coaching the 6 and 7 year olds, are you?
No, that's probably too young for what I.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, maybe 7th grade is like where I would like to coach.
It takes a certain level. That's patience probably the youngest and everything else, and that's a whole different training regimen, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But hats off to you, Ashley. You did it for a year and a half.
Thank you.
But you moved on to different things.
Yes.
I like that. And the world of graphic design, you know, it's competitive.
It is very.
Every other, you know, kid thinks he's.
Wait, so you're
Photoshop pro.
So you're getting into graphic design, but you haven't graphically designed your own logo yet?
Not yet. No, I know.
But
how many
clients you've already picked up?
That's impressive. I've had five so far.
Except for herself.
Yeah.
You've picked up five clients.
That's awesome.
With no.
No logo.
No logo.
But you knew them already.
Yeah. But you knew them already, right?
I'll get there. What's
obviously,
that?
You knew them already.
Some of them, yeah.
Really?
One was a business affiliate that just asked me to send like my resume. So I do like modern resumes is one thing. You wouldn't expect there to be like that much of a market for that, but there's a huge market for resumes of all things.
Yeah, you shared that on Facebook. Yeah.
So.
Is that a thing now?
What do you mean a market for resume?
Yeah, like.
Like people don't do their own resume anymore?
No, they do. Like, if they're boring.
Of. Yeah. So they're just, you know, when the typical person does their resume, it's just Right. Black and white.
Yeah.
And, yeah. You know, like laid out like word
like processor. We're used to. I haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah,
so what I'm assuming is you come along and you give it some.
Dude,
she has
her own picture on her resume. I've never seen that on a resume, unless you're being a model or an actor.
So when there's a stack of applications laying on the guy's desk, he's going to pick out the one that's like purple.
Well, I wouldn't say purple, but absolutely. I mean, a purple. Face with a name.
Grimace.
A face with a name, I mean.
Yeah.
It gets more attention.
You think so? Even though you just jump on and see them on LinkedIn or whatever. No?
You can, but a lot of...
I don't think I'd be kind of put my face on the resume, man. I don't know.
But that could be a whole other business is the LinkedIn stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even...
You could go in and...
Yeah?
Set that up.
I've never been on LinkedIn.
No.
I'm not really sure how it works. Or
you've
anything.
Never really you put your LinkedIn, business man. On social media, have you?
No, I started before it got big.
But you really you haven't know, had the had mean, a need bet, to
I
do bet, it.
No, I've been in business for like 12 years now.
Yeah.
So, I just started off word of mouth, and the internet really wasn't huge or anything back then. So, and now it's just. I don't even have to look for work. People just give it to me because I know so many
look
people.
Look at you.
Yeah. But your best marketing is a happy customer.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm well aware of that. Yeah. I mean, knock on some wood. I mean, my whole 2019 has been, this is a wood's plastic. The whole 2019 has been, for me, repeat clients.
Yeah.
I challenged myself this year to not hit the phones.
Right.
You know, things start to slow down, I go do the evil cold calling thing, right?
The problem is when everybody calls you at once and you want to keep all of them happy.
Oh, trust me, there's been some boat blocking this year, but still, I've maintained my head's above the water, but I challenged myself, and here we are going into November. I have not yet had to do that yet, pick up the phone. Last year, I did it a couple times.
Yeah.
It's scary, you know, running, you know, having your own business, and you're about to get into it. Ashley, it's, you know, you always get this voice over your head like, oh, what if?
Absolutely.
The whole thing could just collapse, you know? Yep,
that's what I struggle with the most.
Yeah, and I have, like, with my business, I have a massive amount of overhead. Right. So I put, like, my livelihood on the line every time I take a job, and if the job fails, then I'm living in the street.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Chris,
it's not like because I'll go like, you know, 4 months deep not paying my mortgage so that I can cover materials for the job.
Right. And if they pay later.
And if the check don't come on the fifth month,
yeah, you're screwed.
Then I'm screwed.
Right.
You know? Then that's just a risk you gotta take. But
so for those who don't know, if you haven't just joining on the Hub Show, Chris is carpenter. Amongst other things. What else?
Architectural millwork.
There you go.
So,
you do a lot of installs and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. Anything wood in a commercial setting.
That was Chris's first introduction to the Hub Show. It's an episode called Mr. Wood.
Yep. I built our desk at the TV show. And I'm going to build some stuff in here.
He's built a lot of bars around here.
I'm going to design
the Art and Gastro Pub. That's him. He built that bar. Benny's Pub. That's him.
Yeah, the Antietam Brewery was me.
That's him.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's dope.
Here we are.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Splinters.
Go around town and build all kinds of stuff. I built one in my house where we used to do the show out of.
Yeah, we'll be back again for Christmas time. Oh, don't cry. It's okay, man. Is it different?
It is cool, though. I've got like a remodel in the house now, and I'm going back.
Now,
and
now
like,
as you kick the Hub Show out, you can go clean up shit.
Yeah, now I'm cleaning up the house. Yeah, I built my own kitchen and my own fireplace and all my own furniture. And everything, so it's a cool trade to have, and you can take it anywhere you go.
It's very handy,
you know.
Yeah,
I always said when I was working, when I was coming up, I said one of these days I'll be able to afford the things I build.
Someday. There you go.
Yeah.
Remember that. Yeah.
Now that day's here. So.
All right. Yeah. Look at you. Because it's the fifth month.
Yeah.
The checks came in.
Yeah. Now I'm building things for myself.
All right.
Yeah. I used to not be able to afford to build things for myself, which is. Strange way to live.
Yeah.
Can't afford the materials to buy the things.
You were really risky.
Can't afford to. Yeah.
You were working like that.
Oh yeah. So I got everything I got from working 20-hour days for 10 years straight, and at the end of the day, you know what? The bank's taking it all anyways. So
there we go.
Right.
As he takes a drink.
Fucking government. The fucking government. The IRS.
The
fuck
right
you,
there,
IRS.
Man. The alphabet boys, as you call them. I know. I hate April 15th. Boys. I hate April 15th. Like every business owner, I hate it, man. You just don't know.
Yeah.
It's a jack in the box. Right? You're going to turn it and just
go. You go, wait a minute. Yeah. I worked. Look at this. I worked all year and I got this treasure chest. And then somebody just comes and rips it out of your hands.
Man.
And you go, what did I do that for?
Man, you try to find every expense you can, man.
It's horrible. It's horrible. I'm going to start using this show as a tax shelter.
Yes, you should.
Yeah.
Thanks for telling me.
Do it.
On the air. Join in, Ashley and Mark. Right? By all means. Tax shelter at the Mulberry Lofts.
Yeah. I'm gonna put my ads up all over here, and I want you to charge me like triple the cost of a regular ad.
You think I won't?
But I'm going to turn down every client that calls that sees the ad.
True.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, really?
I'm too busy. I don't have time for more work.
Oh, unless someone prominent calls.
I'm just paying triple in advertising fees.
So unless someone prominent calls.
Yeah.
Wait. Hang on. Who called?
What? Yeah. Mr. Trump? Wow.
To go to the White House and do some stuff?
Yeah, right? Yeah, crazy, I have been in a couple crazy buildings down there.
In D.C.? Yeah.
In D.C.,
Did you get pulled over?
Yeah, I was building a
Homeland
night. I was building a nightclub, and off of it was like one block from H Street, like the next block up.
I Street
I Street. It might have been I Street.
Or back.
And I was there, and I built the whole DJ booth and the bar and all that stuff. And I went to go leave, and I just hit the GPS. Where am I going? Hit the GPS. Follow the blue line. Goes up. Make a left. Secret Service swarms the box truck.
Yeah.
Guns drawn. A guy that they sit there forever. A guy rolls up on a bicycle, like knocks on the passenger window. I had to reach over and wind down the passenger window. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, just sit tight. I'm like, okay. They bring the dogs in. They check the truck. They get me out, put me on the ground, throw me in handcuffs, take my shoelaces out, my shoes off, put me in the back of a car, lock me up for like 6 hours. I was like, the only thing I did wrong was I was driving too close to the White House in a box truck.
Wow.
They were like, yeah, this is a restricted road. You're not allowed on this road.
That's
crazy. I was like, all I did was just, that's it. So when I was in lockup, I was like, can I call somebody to come pick me up? And the cop was like, there's no guarantee you're getting out of here. Jeez. You know, they all have an attitude about it. They all have an attitude about it. And I was like, no, I'm getting out. Well, what makes you think that? I'm like, because I'm not a fucking terrorist. And
look at me.
And he's like, okay, or whatever. They locked me up with this guy who
was a terrorist.
He had stolen a car in Georgetown. He was in downtown Georgetown, and he stole a car, and he must have wrecked the car and took off running. And his shirt was all ripped up, and his pants were all ripped up. Said he jumped over like a 10-foot wall, and they tackled him and took him down and all this stuff. And he was like, what are you in for? I was like, I made a wrong turn.
I know.
I mean, it's not like there's signs everywhere that say no box trucks, are there? I've never seen them.
I believe there may be a small sign that says...
A sign somewhere that says no box trucks?
Yeah.
I mean, how would someone even know?
Well, you know how it is in D.C. There's like, you know, you pass the sign that has so many words on it, you can't read it that fast.
Sure, yeah.
You know, between this hour and this hour, you're not allowed to have this load of a vehicle that carries much weight and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
It's like nobody pays attention to those signs. Yeah.
Wow. And then, that's wild.
Yeah. So they finally let me call somebody to come pick me up, and then they kicked me out on the street before they showed up.
Get out.
And they wouldn't give me. I didn't have the address of the place, so I had to call an Uber. And the Uber shows up, and I just like, I don't have any laces in my shoes, you know. I'm trying to put my wallet back together because the police have just taken it and thrown it asunder and shoved it in a Ziploc bag. So, yeah.
It's like driving a different country.
It was great.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Ashley, you any stories about that?
Fun time.
I got pulled over once.
In
it
DC?
Wasn't like that. Yeah, in D.C. when I first moved here. And it was, the lane was closed. I didn't even know that happened. Like the, where you have the green and red. And yeah, they were were you ever going to pull over? And I was like, well, yeah, if I found a spot. And they're like, no, you just stop where you're at. And I was like, okay. So then I flashed my insurance. It was USAA. They're like, anytime you have USAA, just flash that first, and you're good. I'm like, okay.
Interesting.
That was, yeah.
What's
so
that
I
mean?
It's an insurance company.
It's for military.
For military people. I don't have it.
Yeah.
What the hell? So you get what?
I didn't know that.
I guess privileges.
That's your get-out-of-jail-free card?
Yeah, that's what I took it as. So,
I never knew that.
That's
wild.
What they said. That's exactly what
I
said.
I haven't been around that world in a while, but
get you into the brotherhood.
Yep. So could have used that. I was down at Fort Meade, too. I got arrested. Got arrested in Fort Meade because my my license was suspended. My license was suspended, yeah. I was down there remodeling a bunch of bathrooms. They're building this new building off to the side, and they were taking the old building, and I had like, shit, how many was there? It was like 30 bathrooms I had to remodel. So I was down there for like 6 months every night. So one time I go in there, and you go through the gate, and you go down, what's the road, like security road, like canine alley or something. Right. I forget what they call it.
Right.
But you go down there, and I guess they got cameras everywhere, and the camera can scan your tag and know everything about you.
Yeah.
Got stopped, and they were like, the first night, and I guess the cop was trying to give me a hint as to the fact that he knew my license was suspended, but he didn't say it. He said that he pulled me over because my truck was due for emissions.
Right.
And I had to go get it cleared through emissions before I could come back on the base. So then I went, got the truck emissions done the next day, went back down the next day, and another one pulled me over and said, hey, your license is suspended, put me in handcuffs.
Wow.
Fucking, yeah.
Like, you know, you've gone through a lot of shit.
Yeah,
man, you got some bad luck in D.C.
I'm like, I'm just here to remodel the bathrooms.
You have no bald spot growing up there, man. You've been through some stuff, man.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, you're putting in hard work.
That's why I need this flask.
You're doing your craft. Why don't these guys just...
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, listen, you can look in the back and you can do anything you want. It's fine. Do you want a new bathroom or don't you?
Or something crazy.
Yeah, do you want a new bathroom or don't you? That's my...
Yeah, meanwhile, the guy that is selling drugs just drove right past him.
Right, yeah.
You know, right on the base.
There goes the dope.
Yeah, and I got in trouble. I got in trouble down there again one time.
Yeah.
It might have been the same guy from the first time. Yeah.
They recognized
you. I was going through the same security checkpoint, right?
Yeah.
It was fucking balls hot that summer. It must have been like 105 degrees or something like that. And they have the dog, and the dog jumps up in the bed of the truck, sniffs around. Well, I could tell, like, immediately when I pulled up to the gate, the dog looked like it was about to die. The dog was just, like, heat exhaustion.
Yeah.
You know, the dog's like, and that, like, you need to get the dog some water. I didn't say that, but.
Right.
So the dog jumps up in the truck, bed of the truck, and I had a jack strap, like, going across the back of the bed of the truck, and the dog just, like, had enough. He took off, and he pulled the leash out of the cop's hand. And, like, ripped his hand, and his hand went over and slammed up against, like, the end of the jack strap and cut the palm of his hand open.
Oh,
and the dog took off. I was standing on the curb, and the dog took off running beside me, and I went to go step on the leash to stop the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And the cop got after me for harassing a police dog.
Wow.
That was a charge?
It wasn't a charge, he got up in my face about it.
Harassing
like, I'm trying to help you.
How you harassing
the dog's trying to run away. I'm trying to stop the dog from running away, and you want to get after me for it?
I hear you, man.
I don't know.
You know, I get asked a lot because I'm a veteran and all that stuff. And a lot of people assume that because you're a veteran that you, you know. One thing I do not like is the whole thing about the blue, that blue flag. You know, the blue police flag?
Yeah.
I don't like that stuff, man.
They just assume that got invented 3 years ago.
I don't play the whole back to blue thing. I respect it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's when you get too many bad apples in your bunch, man, that ruin it for all you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You mean where they switch up the American flag?
Huh?
Where they switch up the American flag?
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's a violation.
Absolutely.
Treason, actually.
It is. I don't like it. I like the red, white, and blue flag. I don't like it when you do with rainbows. Right. I don't like it when you do with the blue thing. And you guys are flying that outside your police stations and everywhere else. And it's like, that doesn't make any sense.
And you know what?
A veteran. You should know better.
It goes back as far as November 5th, 1955, because I was watching Back to the Future this morning.
And? Really?
And
this is where he gets his education. From Steven Spielberg
movies. And there's a scene in there that I didn't notice until this morning.
Uh-huh.
But Doc is setting up the thing, right? And the policeman walks over and he goes, "What's under here?" And he goes to lift it up.
Plug in the light.
And Doc goes, "Don't touch that. That's sensitive weather equipment."
Yeah.
And the cop goes, "You got a permit for this?" And Doc gets down off the ladder. He goes, "Yes, I got a permit for that." And then you see a scene with Marty in the front of the car.
Yeah.
But in the background, you see Doc get in his wallet and hand the cop like $20.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's your permit.
Like the cops on the take back in, back in 1955.
They were, man.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. I'm not painting a broad brush here and saying all cops are bad and like that. And a lot of people do that, and I think that's wrong. There are plenty of good cops out there, but there are plenty of cops that just ruin it.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. They
ruin
counts.
It for people, man.
All right.
I've seen some dumb shit in L.A. The LAPD are assholes, man. You know what I mean? They don't give a shit.
All right.
It's just crazy, dude.
Yeah, and then you get pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt, and they got to come up to the car with the hand on the holster. Like,
oh, I know. Like, and you got, I'm doing playing by the rules. I got my hands at 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock. I'm not, you know. Yeah, and like, it's funny, I have a child.
Why am I afraid of you? You're supposed to be protecting me.
Well, it's crazy what to tell your kids nowadays. My son, Kevin, my oldest son, just got his driver's license 2 years ago. I mean, I tell him, look, man, if you get pulled over, just again, don't do nothing. Put your hands on the steering wheel. Keep them where they can see them. Don't reach for your registration, driver's license until the cop is at the window. And because these guys are trigger, some of these guys are trigger happy and they get stupid.
Do you teach them to be afraid, or do you teach them
exactly?
To,
right? This is exactly. And that's the scenario that they've painted, you know, for that, you know.
Unfortunately,
yeah. Like we live in this society now where everybody's forced to go by the book. Nobody is allowed to have their own opinion anymore. It seems
can't be your own opinion, but
you know,
I mean,
you it was just like can't. I mean, it was like, you know, back in the day, like, you know, when I was a kid, like, and I was riding around with my dad. If my dad got pulled over,
yeah,
like he would just yell at the cop, like it wasn't like
he would yell at the cop.
Yeah, like what the fuck did you pull me over for?
Really?
Yeah,
like, I don't agree with doing that either, though.
No. But it was like,
respect is a two way street.
I mean, I grew up small town.
I got you. Sharpsburg.
Yeah, so
is what they did.
So,
the cops?
You knew the two cops that
you knew that
worked in Sharpsburg.
You probably had a beer with them the night before. Or something.
Yeah,
well,
something
he
like
was
that,
just really talking shit then.
Yeah,
kind of.
Right.
If you didn't know them, it might be have a different demeanor.
Right.
But so when you first got your
license, they're just like, oh, you know, hey, I just wanted to let you know your tag lights out.
When you first got your license, Chris. And you got pulled over for the first time. You said to the cop, "Fuck, you pulled me over."
No, that's why.
That's how all the trouble began, dude.
That's how.
Jeez, Chris.
That's how I got my DUI. I probably could have blown sober that night, but I told the cop to go fuck himself. So
wow,
because he had pulled. But
this is your first interaction with the police.
He hangs out like outside of my development.
Oh, we've talked about this guy.
Yeah, and I get.
Wait,
that was the first time
you've been pulled over though by him.
No.
Oh,
that was probably like the 12th time.
You didn't drop the F-bomb on the cop the first time you got pulled over.
The first time I get out and do the touch your nose and the alphabet and the stand on the thing. He goes, "Okay, go ahead." And then 2 weeks later, we do it again. Then we do it again.
2 weeks
then
later.
Then we do it again. Then we do it again. And this went on for like 6 months.
You weren't even 17.
And finally, one day, I had a bad day at work. I had smashed my thumb with a hammer and had a blood blister, and I was just pissed off. And he tried to do it to me again, and I was in a box truck covered in sawdust. And I told him, he said, "Oh, you're the guy in the red car." "Yeah. Well, why don't you get out here? You know the routine." I said, "Why don't you go fuck yourself?" And then I ended up getting a DUI for it.
Awesome. That's wild.
It is wild.
Yeah. Why was he pulling you over? What was his reasoning?
He's obsessed with picking people up for DUIs. Oh, no. His reason for pulling me over was because my tires went past the white line at a stoplight. And then when we went to court, he told the court that I ran the red light.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yes.
I think we all have our stories, but not like that, Chris. You have a lot of them, dude.
Yes.
Is that unfortunate or what?
I don't know. I don't know if it follows me, right. But I figure I'm the
poster child.
I'm the median factor in all of this.
Are you?
So I must be doing something wrong, but I don't know what. Okay. I haven't quite figured it out.
I'll tell you what. We're going to take a break. You can figure it out while we're on break. All right. Take a break. We'll be right back. Jay Heiss, DJ Busy, Ashley. She got a sneeze. Looks like.
I do.
At you.
Sorry, I have to go to my notes.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExponetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Hardy Pet is your local neighborhood pet store, serving premium and super premium pet food and supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Your pets will love their selections from Fromm, Nutrisource, and Nature's Logic, along with American National Premium, Origin, and Akana 2. At Hardy Pet, we offer training courses including 2 and 3 week holiday manners brush-ups. We even offer canine massage to help with joint pain, arthritis, injuries, anxiety, and stress. So come see us at Hardy Pet, 19918 Jefferson Boulevard, right here in Hagerstown. Hardy Pet, where we love your pets, too.
The People's Podcast.
The Hub Show.
All right, we're back. Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, DJ Busy.
Who said that?
Ashley Nicole.
Nicole,
right?
Who said the People's Podcast? Where'd that come from?
I've been running down the show for the last year, dude.
I know, but where did they come? I don't remember.
Who
were
the two chicks singing it?
Yeah.
What
was the origin of that?
Kristen Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth,
yeah.
She was doing her Generational Breakers podcast, and she had somebody else in the room with her, Saleh, what's her last name, you know her?
Saleh.
No? That's how she pronounced it, anyway.
Oh. Sade?
No, Saleh, S-A-L-L-A-Y. Okay. Anyway, so I took advantage and I said, hey, can you guys do some drops for me, you know? We'll do it for the Generational Breakers, and we'll do it for the Hub Show, and I got them to say the People's Podcast together, and that was a cool drop, so nice. I've taken it and run it.
Sweet.
You know, have a good time with it.
All right.
Yeah.
Should be cool.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway. Yeah. Ashley, back to you. You feel better now?
Yes, I do.
Oh, she's not even up yet. I just put her mic up. Ashley, there you are. Yeah. You feel better now?
Yes, so much better.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you feel better?
I do.
All right. Did everything come out okay?
It did.
Okay.
It did.
Good.
That's
better than I expected.
Yeah.
All right. So you're doing your own thing now. Graphic design. You get 5 clients.
Yeah.
You're locking them in.
That sounds terrible.
No, it doesn't. For someone who just started,
it keeps you busy.
Yeah, for somebody who,
someone just started.
He just threw in a busy shot.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
If it keeps you busy.
If it keeps you busy.
I have to isolate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say it one more time. 1, 2, 3.
If it keeps you busy.
Boom. There you go.
There it is.
We have a drop.
That's probably not it. Let's do it again.
Wiki.
Right, take two.
Three of them. Give me three good ones.
Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
I totally forget what we're saying. What am I saying?
If it keeps you busy.
If it keeps you busy.
That's your drop.
If it keeps you busy. If it keeps you busy. If it keeps you busy.
That's three good ones.
You like the last one?
That's three good ones.
All right, we got them.
I like the first one the best. If it keeps you busy. He went down low with it.
I think that's one of my dream jobs.
What?
Is to just do drops, like commercial drops over voiceover.
That would be great. That'd
be awesome.
I don't think I have the voice. You need a certain, like.
How about jingles?
Yeah, that'd be great.
There's a guy here in Hagerstown who I use for the Hub Show. He's been doing it for me since day one. Yeah, I pay him, but he does the whole.
Ed?
No, that's the commercial guy.
Oh, okay.
Eddie Peters does the Hub. Wait, I got to get him. He hasn't done commercials with me for 2 years, so he needs to freshen up. But the guy whose voice is on there saying the Hub Show and podcasting and broadcasting, that's Jim Curtis.
And he's awesome, dude. On the podcast.
I can't get him on. Well, I mean, his voice is on there every show, but I can't get him on.
But he's a
really good
guest.
Guy. Really good voiceover guy.
Why can't we get him on?
He just won't come on.
Why?
I mean, I've asked him a while, but when I was trying to get him on, he just said,
he's doing this all the time. He's
something like that. I tried to get him to come out for the Super Bowl when we did it.
He's in it for the money.
American Ale House, and he didn't want to come out.
He's like, I don't give my voice away for free.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to hang out with the customer.
Trust me. I pay him.
He's like the drug dealer.
Yeah.
He's like, no,
selling not going to
be your friend.
I love how you guys are making up life stories here, man.
Selling
I haven't met that guy yet. Oh, yeah, crackhead. Yeah. You know, anyway. So, yeah, that's busy enough for you, Ashley. Because then you just started this thing. You're stepping off, 5 clients. I'll keep you busy.
Yeah, well, I decided on the 1st that I was going to do it. And then by the 4th.
Wait, the 1st of November?
Yeah.
It is November, what, 10th? Yeah.
So you didn't preemptively quit your other job. You had another job set up before you quit the first one.
Before you took the dive.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Smart.
That's the smart way to do
it. Yep. So.
You feeling good?
Everyone talked me into it. Yeah.
You feeling good?
And it's too much to just do on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't do a side gig.
It's too much.
That's an all-nighter right there, man. I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's good money in it.
I know, because I put my graphic designer to give her a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. My girl's up in New York. Shout out to you, Vicky. It was Vicky Lee. She just got married, too. She's Vicky Rendon, but she does all of it. She's done everything for me for the last 7 years. Everything, the Hub Show logo.
It's awesome.
All my Exponet stuff. She does a lot of work for my clients. Rendon. But she has a day job, and she does all my work at night.
Wow.
I tell her she's Chinese. I tell her she works with a Chinaman.
I was going to say, Asian girl got married to an Irishman? Is that what that is?
No, he's actually Hispanic, Puerto Rican.
Rendon.
Yeah. Rendon, however you want to pronounce it. Yeah, okay. Whatever.
All right.
It's all good. He's a NYPD cop. Oh, nice guy, though.
Yeah.
Good thing. But
Back to blue.
But, yeah. She, it's funny, though. It's crazy, man. I give her work like at 7 o'clock at night.
As long as you ain't
even 11
back.
O'clock at night, I'm talking to her.
That's what
and
I
she's
do.
Like, I wake up at 6, 7 in the morning, my stuff's there. Like Christmas morning. I'm like, do you sleep?
I do the same thing.
It's crazy.
It's quiet at night.
Yeah, she knocks it out.
Yeah, that's what I do. I do the exact same thing through the night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you prefer to work like that.
I do.
Then now you're on your own. You're gonna do the whole nocturnal thing like DJ Busy does over here.
I just did last night. I just whipped out a resume. Yeah.
Busy wakes up around 2-3 in the afternoon. You know.
I mean, I'm the same way.
Because you teach the saying. DJ life. What
well,
are you
I
do?
Mean, there's that, but it's also like those are shutdown hours. So yeah. Like your phone's not going nuts. You're not getting a bunch of emails. You don't have to answer to nobody.
Life is stopped for most people, right? They're asleep.
So like you can really get a lot of creative process.
That's true. That's true. Music helps. I love it. I have to have music. Everything I do.
Yeah. I agree.
So what, you're pulling, what's late for you? I mean, what do you?
Oh, I stay up until like 3 in the morning sometimes. Really? Getting it done, however long it takes to get it done.
But you have kids. Yeah. You got 2 boys, right?
Yeah. But they go to school during the day. They're in middle school.
Oh, okay. They're not that much maintenance anymore. Like
no,
used to be,
no,
right?
No. They're easy.
Gotcha. They get up by themselves and all that?
Yeah.
Because you just went to bed at 3 or 4 in the
morning. Yeah.
You know what?
They've been getting up by themselves forever. For a long time.
I gotcha.
I raised them to be independent.
That's right. Yep. That's right. Plus, mom just went to sleep 2 hours
exactly.
ago.
Exactly.
You can say it all you want. But we know it's really important.
You know the real deal.
That's cool.
Yeah. So.
Hey, whatever. You know, that's the beauty of having your own business. Unlike Chris, I mean, you can't just go install people's stuff at 2 in the morning.
Yes, I live on other
people's. I'm a night person.
Yes, I live on other people's schedules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
the phone starts ringing at like 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And, lately, maybe the past year or so, I have adapted a thing where I turned off the ringer. So now I'll deal with it when I wake up. So.
Yeah. You have to do that.
You know what I mean?
I know
that business runs typically from 7 till 3. Yeah. So at 7 o'clock, the phone starts ringing and the voicemails and the emails and all that shit starts coming in. But. Right. If I don't have to deal with it till 9 or 9:30, then I'm fine with that. I just got to turn it all on silent.
Compartmentalize that stuff in a way. It's hard. Yeah.
And then actually, you find out that you can build a more efficient day if you just like if you only respond on certain hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I'm only going to respond to I'm not going to pay attention to my phone at all until 11 o'clock and then I'll respond. And then I'm not going to pay attention to it again until 3 o'clock. And then I'll respond to everybody then.
Okay.
People
you know, which kind of ticks a lot of people off sometimes, you know,
cause they want to answer right now.
They want to answer right now. And it's like, listen, I need to like, if I sat on the phone all day, I wouldn't get anything done.
Right. That's the thing with the cell phone, the smartphone. We all can't live with them. Can't live without them. You know what I mean? I'm the same way. But I mean, I live on my phone, and this is my office.
I do too.
Between emails and everything else, I can. Yeah. You can do on your smartphone now with Dropbox and everything else. Yeah. It's amazing.
But there's a physical aspect to the job.
There is.
So you have to actually have time to do the physical thing.
Well, you got
to
shut it down.
Here's a little bit of a different animal. I mean,
rather than just stop and just talk to somebody for an hour.
But let me ask you though. We talked about working night hours and whatnot. What's the kind of jobs you get? You ever get jobs where you're working into the late night?
I actually like those. I prefer them. You know, I prefer like a job where it's like if I'm working in, say, a business that's open during the day, like a bank or something like that.
Oh, but they want the stuff done overnight.
Where you have to come in and like remodel this room and have it back together by opening. So, yeah, but you have like a hard deadline. You know, you have like, yes, this whole place needs to be back together and customers are going to start rolling in at this hour.
So you gotta be out of here.
Yeah, and you have a list of things that need to be done.
Gotcha.
It's not like you can slack off. But okay. I prefer that. I like being on a hard schedule. You're on a hard schedule, it just pushes you to do more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I do.
If you don't have a deadline, then you tend to slack off and push it off to the last minute.
But you know, huh, Ashley? Deadlines. People want their stuff.
They do. They're your boss.
It's true.
You don't have
my customers are my boss.
Yeah, they're your boss.
One thing I do not want, and Chris, you've been through this, and we've had this conversation. I do not want employees. I like working by myself, for myself, by myself. Yeah. My customers are
like
my bosses, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I tried it, and it got me in trouble.
Yeah.
It just turns into an adult nursery.
Yep. Exactly. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. I had what I
so
had.
So you're working with children.
I had like 8 employees at one point.
Circling around here.
Every day it was just filled up with drama. Yeah. This guy has gotten in an argument with this guy, and this guy did this, and this one here, he can't drive because of this.
Well, they didn't show up.
You get
that a lot, too?
Yeah, he didn't show up, so now this one's got to fill in for that one. Now this one's here over here. Now that job over there is slacking, and
he got a
splinter. This one's falling behind, and blah, blah, blah. It's just nonstop.
He fell out the scaffolding.
Nonstop. You just turn into a babysitter. You turn into a babysitter.
Yeah, drove you nuts, huh?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's horrible.
So now it's just you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I just put in my headphones. And I just go. I just go in the zone and just do what I got to do.
Nice.
It is awesome. And busy. I know you're in the zone. You're spinning and whatnot. Like you did chicken and whiskey in D.C. last night.
I did. Yeah.
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 You're a good DJ. You're an awesome DJ, and you're. I'm assuming you're in the world where, I mean, are people coming up to you in the club with requests or not really? They just listen to what you spin. That's the way it should be. I mean, what I'm saying? You should get into a DJ's groove.
Play me some Britney Spears. Yeah,
if I do like an event or something, I'll take requests.
That's one thing.
Paying me a lot of money to
That's
be there.
One thing.
But in the club.
You're in the club.
I mean, if it's a big club and I'm holding a dance floor, then I'm not talking to nobody.
That's what I mean. You're in the
zone. Last night, Chicken and Whiskey is more like, it's more of a lounge bar that gets packed.
You're accessible.
Dance in it.
Yeah.
And I'm right there and I'm accessible. So I had a couple people come up and like, I'm more approachable earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's like the 9 o'clock to like 11 o'clock hour, but like once it's packed and everyone's like having a good time and I'm doing my thing,
they're just in your groove.
Then it's like, really? Yeah. I mean, you can't just go have a good time because everybody in here seems to be having a good time. So like,
I didn't really understand that aspect until I saw Jay DJ. He DJed somewhere and I've never actually sat behind the booth and like seen it from that aspect,
right,
where you're actually looking out on the dance
scenario,
floor,
yeah.
And you're like controlling the flow. And I brought it up to him one time. I was like, you know, that flow thing, whatever that is, like cosmically, you can adapt that to anything. That's where you want to be.
Yeah.
You always want to be in the flow. Like whether I'm shooting pool, mm-hmm. and I just kind of like black out the rest of the world and just focus on the table and I get in the flow, or whether I'm at work
mm-hmm.
and I got my music playing in my earbuds and I'm not listening to the phone or anything and I'm just like moving from one machine to the other and I'm in the flow.
Right.
Yeah, man.
And you're controlling the dance floor, you know, and you see everything moving out there and you can feel it in the music and where to go next. Right. It's all about being in that zone.
That's
whatever
right.
that zone is, that cosmic zone.
Yep, that's it. And you, Ashley, you're in that cosmic zone around 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're going at it.
That's what
it is. You're Photoshop, Illustrator, you're doing it all? You good?
Everything.
Yeah?
Yeah.
InDesign? Never mind. That's graphic talk. Anyway.
I know.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. When the juices get flowing.
Yeah.
I can't get my secrets away.
I'm going to keep my eye on you. I am, Ashley. Because you know what I do? I print this stuff after you create it.
She has a magic potion.
I'm going to see how you are.
Yeah.
You don't even know. I'm about to lean on you sometime for some stuff.
That's good. I'm here.
I got clients who need help. You know?
Yeah, you guys should be,
synergy. That's what they call this. Synergy.
That's why Ashley's here. Ashley's a connector. She's been a connector for the Hub Show. She senses people.
That's
so
your company name right there.
Connector.
Synergy.
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 Yes.
Synergy?
Synergy Designs.
Okay.
That's connecting people.
I get you, man. That's true.
I bet that's probably a company.
It's a whole different, something like that. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Ashley
that's
means
what I
business.
Do. I connect people.
Ashley is mean.
No,
wait.
No.
Ashley.
Yeah, I can. No.
Ashley's business means. No, wait. I'm trying to rearrange stuff here. No.
Mean synergy.
You're going to come up with it. You have a week.
All right.
I'm watching on Facebook. It's Sunday.
The deadline
by Friday,
has been
you
got
to get this logo together.
Speaking of deadlines. Speaking of deadlines, you got to, come on.
The deadline has been set.
My old self, I can't even do it for.
A&D, whatever you want to do.
All right, I'll have it done in a week.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
I'm going to follow up.
Yeah.
We're going to put it up here on the TV right behind us.
Yes,
next week's show.
Here it is.
It's only going to cost
you'll
you.
Be the
we'll
you'll
give
be our
it to
first
you
first advertiser.
Minimal price.
We'll send you a bill. Anyway, all right, let's wrap this baby up. Thanks for coming on here, Ashley. It's been a while.
Absolutely.
Been meaning to have you on. Here you are.
Thanks for having me.
And I hope you continue with us on this ride as we just got into the Mulberry Loft here in Hagerstown as our new studio, and you're the first person to see it with the lights and the green screen.
Yeah,
we're,
that's fantastic.
It's one step, baby steps here, but we're getting there. And there you go. So spread the word.
All right.
Keep sending us people. We appreciate it. Jay Heiss with Chris Canfield with DJ Busy. And once again, Ashley, Nicole, Ashley Means, whatever you want to call her. She's there. We're out of here. Later.
You've been listening to The Hub Show, podcasting and broadcasting about news, news, business and events, health, pop culture, everything and nothing, with your hosts, Chris Canfield and Jay Heiss.
If it keeps you busy.